Kalim chapter 2, Mishnah 7, Hatmein Shebekli Cheres, the impure among earthenware vessels, meaning things that can become impure. And you'll see now, there's a question we're not going to go into now, but this is almost a repetition of the reverse cases of before. You'll see, listen to this. Tavle Sheashla Lizbeis, a slab that has a rim, can become impure. Now, before we learnt a slab that doesn't have a rim, right, can't become impure. So why do you need to teach this case over here, right, that the commentary is going to? Well, mach de schleimer, an uninterrupted coal shovel, again, that it's got a proper rim, it's not just a flat piece of earthenware vessel. Vetavleshi malay karos, a slab that is full of bowls. So if you could picture like this book with a whole lot of bowls on top of it, right, like that. So these things can receive, they can become impure because they're utensils. Nidmais achas mem besheretz, and this slab of bowls, if one of them becomes impure with a sheretz, you hold a sheretz inside the airspace of one of these bowls, lo nitmu kulam, they're not all impure, because these bowls can only become impure through their interior space, not through their outside walls. So it can't transmit, you know, through the wall from the one to, from the one to the other. But imyashla lizbeis oidef, but if there is a rim around the whole thing, around the whole book, if there was a rim and then bowls inside, so then nitma achas mem nitmu kulan. If one of them became tama, they're all tama because the rim makes it into like one container, not different bowls. V'chein beis tavlin shel cheres, so too an earthenware spice tray. So a spice tray is a picture like a book like this with holes sunk into it. They put the spices in all of the individual holes. The Kal Mariam Hamusamos, and also a twinned inkstand. So if like a stand like this, with a divider in between and two holes, you know, for ink and for paper, something like that. So these things, also, if one of them becomes tameh, because from its inside, like you hold the sherets in it, they don't all become tameh unless they're surrounded by a lip, which makes it all into one container. Ubeis tfalin shel eitz. So different case, he says, this spice tray, if it's made of wood, now it's not earthenware anymore, it's wood, and that changes the way that it receives and transmits tumah. Shinitma echad b'mashke, if one of them became tameh, because you put an impure liquid into it. Lo nitmu chavera, doesn't make its chavera, it doesn't make the next hole impure, right? Now normally, so it brings over in the karti that the liquid is not an avatuma liquid, right? It's a rishon latuma liquid. And normally, a rishon latuma liquid doesn't make a utensil tama, doesn't. But the rabbis decreed that it makes it a second degree tuma. First degree makes a second degree, but not through its walls. That's the way they made the decree, not through its walls. If it was an avatuma liquid, then it would transmit through its walls. Only a first degree doesn't transmit through its walls because it's wood, and the laws of wood are different to the laws of earthenware vessels. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer Cholkin es Avyoi, he says, we divide up its thickness. So, Hamashamesh Latame, that which has the impure liquid in it becomes impure. Hamashamesh Latahor, but the next one, which is used for pure, Tahor. So, up to half the wall of the dividing wall would be impure, and the other half of the dividing wall would be pure, according to him. In Yeshlo Lizbeis Oidef, and again, if there was a rim around the whole thing, Nitma Echad Mehem Nitmu Chavera, then the whole thing becomes impure because of that rim.